This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has ended his re-election bid and is backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party's nomination. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's decision comes weeks after a disastrous debate against Donald Trump. Democratic allies had been urging the 81-year-old to step aside. He'd insisted he would stay in the race, arguing he was best positioned to beat Trump. But in a social media post, the president writes it's in the best interests of party and country to stand down and focus instead on the rest of his term. In a later post, he said Harris has his full support and endorsement to be the nominee when Democrats host their convention in Chicago next month, a move aimed at avoiding more party chaos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has more on what happens next.
Almost all of the 3,896 delegates meeting at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month have pledged their votes to Biden, who won every primary contest in the country. But under DNC rules, that pledge can be changed. First in the line of presidential succession, Vice President Kamala Harris would be a logical choice. 58% of Democrats think Harris would make a good president, according to a new poll from AP Nork. But just 30% of Americans overall think she would. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said in a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden, quote, has not only been a great president and a great legislative leader, but is truly an amazing human being. Adding, quote, his decision, of course, was not easy, but once again put his country, his party, and our future first, said Schumer.